But thank you for inviting me, and happy to be here to talk to you. So I'm going to talk to you about my work, which is on the cellular mechanisms of hearing. And hearing relies on these sensory cells inside your inner ear called hair cells, which gets their name because of this collection of hair-like structures that project from the top of the cell, called the hair bundle. And the hair bundle responds to sound by moving in response to sound, which opens mechanically gated ion channels located at the tips of these hair bundles. And we can do these kinds of experiments in the lab by moving the hair bundles ourselves. And as you know, the hair cells are situated in the inner ear, in the auditory organ, which is called the cochlea. And if we look in at the cochlea, these blue cells are the hair cells themselves, and sitting on top of them is the white structure, is the hair bundle. And what I want you to know is that in the cochlea you only have several thousand hair cells, and that the hair bundle structure itself is quite delicate and sensitive to damage through loud noises. And hair cells themselves are also sensitive to the process of aging and insult from lots of different types of drugs. And when a hair cell dies, it doesn't recover, and it results in a permanent hearing loss. And so that's one reason why we're interested in studying hair cells. And just to point this out to you, I've shown you the sound frequencies or sound levels from a very soft whisper up to very loud sounds for different frequencies of sound stimulation. And as you know, there are thresholds, there are frequencies where we're more sensitive to sounds. But what I want to point out is something called the damage threshold. And so for loud noises, like a live concert or listening to your iPod, you can actually be damaging your hair cells. And the key point here is that the damage threshold is below the pain threshold. So you may not feel that it's a loud stimulus and that it's damaging your hair cells, but in fact it is. And the longer you're exposed to these loud sounds, the more likely it is that you'll kill hair cells, and that you'll result in permanent hearing loss. And so in my lab, we study these hair cells by dissecting out organs from the inner ear of mice and zebrafish. And what we do is we use recording electrodes to measure the electrical potential of the cells, while we'll simultaneously deflect the hair bundle with these probes in order to mimic the stimuli that they'd receive from sound. And we do this using a combination of molecular biology, electrophysiology, and cellular imaging approaches in order to answer some important and basic questions, which are, one is to determine the cellular mechanisms of hearing. So by that I mean, what are these molecules or genes that underlie the ability of the cell to convert the mechanical energy of sound waves into electrical potentials that the brain ultimately sees as sound? And also to find the genes that lead to hair cell death and also prevent hair cells from regenerating when they die. And so that ultimately we want to find ways to protect and regenerate lost hair cells. Thank you.